are listening to Beyond the White Noise Paranormal Radio with your hosts from the U.S., Kurt Logsdon, and from Liverpool, England, we have Mo Gunnery. And tonight, we have an additional co-host, Aaron, who is Mr. Stanton O'Rourke. Sit back, enjoy.
Oh my God, I hope this has all worked well. I don't even know who's in the chat room, but nevertheless, welcome to Beyond the White Paranormal Radio. Formerly, NLPI Radio USA, morphed into something a lot better. Who's in the chat room? Ed Becher, we've got Paula, and another person who's a randomer, and I've logged somebody onto the show who is a randomer. Who's this? Hello?
It's me, Paula.
Hello, Paula. Thank Christ for that. I've also got another person, and I'm assuming it's Kate. If it's not Kate and it's just a randomer, then good luck on this one. So can you hang on there for us a second, Paula?
You bet.
Can you also understand me?
Yeah, you've been breaking up here and there, but I can hear you.
It's a horrible thing that I've got. Just give 2 seconds.
All right.
Who are you?
Who am I? My name's Fred.
Oh,
I got a question for you.
I got a question for you. Go ahead.
Where are you from?
Alabama.
Where are you from?
Alabama.
No, I'm from there. Where are you from?
Brandy. Oh my God, you must be my sister. The ugly deformed sister. Paula's just putting a chat room. I wonder if I could do my voice like Ed. Sadly, Paula, black testicles may hinder you in doing that. I've got a deep voice. I can't pull that shit off. He's got one of those voices that it's made for porn.
All right. I can understand the guy from Alabama.
All understood. All got from that demo testicles. That's terrible. Oh, God, no. I mean...
What about Kurt's testicles?
Kate doesn't have testicles, you man. A lot of things Kate doesn't have. Oh my God. Right, well, first things first, Kate, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Do you know what, right? Kate, I've officially just checked out. You've got a girly voice.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Further south you go, the more of a girly voice they have down there if you're a male. They got this real high pitch, you know. I mean, we're like under the Mason-Dixon line, so, you know, it starts here with the voices going up, but shit.
You sound just like my grandma Dunn.
Just like
I'm
Grandma
McKinnon. I'm getting abused already. I knew it.
Okay. I'm so sorry, but it's just like Grandma McKinnon used to cook. Oh, I love it. Just like Grandma Kurt. Right, nevertheless. Right,
Grandma
so
Kurt.
Grandma
Damn.
Kurt.
Well, don't get pissed at me if I didn't send you anything for your birthday, all right? I'm living on a fixed income.
I'm trying to forget my birthday.
I got mine coming up. I want to forget it too, but, you know, hopefully.
When you get my age, you forget about them.
Give up.
They aren't as fun anymore, you know? Mo, you're young. Mo, how old are you? What, 32?
I'm 32 years of age. Yeah.
Mo's 32, and he's more mature, I think, Paula, than you and I put together.
No,
I swear
to
God. I'm looking forward to 50, though. I'll finally get my AARP discounts and stuff.
I'm going, isn't
shit.
That AARP?
I got 4 years to go after my birthday this April.
I don't know
Damn.
What AARP is. It's a weapon.
For old people. You get discounts and, like, on...
What do you
get discounts on, Paula?
Who's discount on what?
You get discount. Well, you know, you get free wheelchair, free rocking chair.
Oh, yeah,
what else,
and
what
a
else?
Hearing aid. And a hearing aid.
And get a colostomy bag if you're unlucky.
So you need
one thing I've noticed, especially since I get older and my hearing's starting to go, I just hear what I want to hear, you know, so it doesn't really matter what you're saying to me. I'm going to create an entirely different storyline in my head of what you're saying to me.
Oh,
you are,
that's scary.
Well, like, that's perfect. Oh, Brenda's here as well. Superb. So, yeah, I am over the moon that I'm actually surrounded by people who are equally as mentally challenged as me. I like this. Emotionally challenged, mentally, I don't know, challenged.
Where's our
third,
where's our co-host at?
Mr.
O'Rourke.
Our co-host work?
Yeah,
wow.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my co-host, David.
Oh, shit. No, not you.
Say what you mean and do what you say, Kurt.
Here's our co-host, right? I know where our co-host is at the moment, right? Possibly not now Robin Wheels for his caravan.
He's at a pikey fight to buy lunch for his kids at school tomorrow. Unbelievable.
Oh my god, he's in that room, right, but he hasn't called in. I've got a funny feeling right now he's formulating a fucking horrible plan.
Just smile and nod,
you'll be fine, don't worry. I'll drop you in a bit. But yeah, when you know in chat room and he's listening and it's quiet and he hasn't called in, I keep checking. You can hear him clicking in the back. I'm checking the switchboard. I'm just waiting for him to call in, but I just think he's useless. Aaron, big Skype button. Push it. Yeah, good boy.
Don't steal it. Don't steal it, Aaron. Push it.
All he's put up is FML, which for those people who are less than 50 years of age means fuck my life. I think what happened is he doesn't know how to work Skype. What happens, Adam, right? click the call button, okay?
You simple bastard. All you gotta do is click it.
You ought to see the story going on in my brain right now.
Oh, it's okay. Whatever's going on in your brain is really happening online with us.
I believe it.
Shit. No, it could be worse. It could be a lot worse. It could be a hell of a lot worse. You can't know how to work Skype. Oh, sorry, Adam. Forgot. Oh god. Right. I'm gonna get serious now for a couple of seconds because I don't know. Got to because I don't know. We haven't talked about it yet. But anyway, just to give people a heads up on what's gone on over the past couple of weeks, right? We've not disbanded, but we've sort of decided that now's a good time for me and Kate, and obviously Adam and my team as well, have all decided maybe, you know, we should take a walk into the sunset, normal radio we were on, and decided to move on to pastures slightly greener, bypass just slightly greener. I mean, beyond the white noise paranormal, is it a good or a bad thing? My honest opinion, a horrifically bad idea. Only reason I think it's a bad idea is because we all agreed on it. And the only time we all agree on something is when it's bad. Like, you want to go and check out that abandoned building? We say, let's go and check out somewhere scary. But it's illegal. We can't get in there. Let's just do it anyway. See, and we all agree. Do it. Get in trouble. Let's let that kind of hairspray off. Yeah, go on. Let's do it. Right? Someone loses an eye. See my point? So I'm thinking maybe it's not a good idea. But never. Oh God, he's falling in. Ready, steady, go. Aaron, thank Christ, you know how to work the web.
I hate the internet.
Your own fault if you don't. Well, anyway, here's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna hang off a few seconds, Aaron, and explain everything else to you. For those, obviously, if you haven't been listening. But nevertheless, we've changed the name. We've took on the name Beyond the White Noise Paranormal for my investigation team. And we've also got it for the radio show. A few other things happening on Kate's side of the water, which is the bad side of the Atlantic. But nevertheless, guys, I mean, you've got to live somewhere, you know. Yeah, you've got to live somewhere. I said to a friend who's moving to Texas, he's moving to Texas in July. I've been ripping the shit out of him because he is the most quintessential English person. He's like, hi, my name's Pete. He's very, very prim and proper. And I've been terrorizing the fuck out of him for ages, singing All My Exes Live in Texas. I've been called Texas Pete. I've been asking him when he's buying...
Don't lie about things like this, mate. You cannot sing.
Oh, no, I have literally been singing All My Exes Live in Texas every time I see him. He's a lad I work with, and I've just been ripping the shit out of him. And I made a mistake. I said to him, do you know what the only bad side to move into America is? And he went, what's that? And that day, you fucking pissed Korea off a little bit too much, and they nuked the shit out of you. And he went, I'd rather be taken by a nuke than live through fucking aftermath when you guys follow. And the second they heard him say you guys, I thought you fucking sell out. Look,
he's
on
to
America.
He's on to 10.
There's no way back for him. I'm going to kill him and work, you know. It's like proper murder, she wrote to kill him. Jessica Fletcher's going to come and everything. He's dead. We'll investigate him. That's it. I'll just kill him in the neck, which is the worst place. But anyway, so it's over. Yep, we've changed names. Yep, is it for the better? 115%, because we get total and utter freedom to fucking break this thing. What's new on the card? I'm going to leave Kit to tell bits of that. I'm going to let Adam tell bits of that. But all you need to know for now is we've changed the name to Beyond the White Noise Paranormal. The radio show is still up and live. There's loads of changes coming to the radio show. We're running competitions over the next couple of weeks because we've loads of people to listen instead of a few people. I'm not saying you guys are a few people. I'm saying you guys are the best few people that we ever get to listen to us. Every single one of
the hardcore people.
Dude, no, every person. Andy Henson's up. You know it's going to go to shit when Andy turns up because he calls in, he goes, all right, mate. And then you know it's going to turn into a laugh and a joke. It gets worse. Paul is on, right? Paul
is
quiet.
Is he Australian or Cockney or what?
It's hard to tell. I don't know. Well, hang on a second. If you look at history, where was Cockney sent to Australia anyway for being convicts?
That could have worked both ways.
Yeah, to be fair, I think he's just he's a Cockney, no less. We've got Paul in the chat room now. She's listening now really quietly, which worries me because every time she speaks, it's going to be something bad or funny. So, This is Aaron. Aaron, this is Paula.
Go. Hey, Alan, how's it going?
Not too bad, love you.
Alan.
Oh, pretty good. I'm sitting there, you know, it's like audio matrixing, listening to Mo talk.
Because I'm from Mississippi.
So I hear what I want to hear, and it probably doesn't mean anything that he's saying. So, you know, you guys every now and then got to yell at me because I'm really focusing on this audio.
Well, here's what I'm going to do for you, Paula.
Otherwise known as selective hearing.
No, it's not.
Here's what
I'm going to do for you, Paula, right? I'm going to slow down as I talk, right, which will make the show go on for like 3 hours. But nevertheless, I'll slow down and I'll speak clearly. Can you understand?
That'll be good. Either that or give me a translator.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? No, I got a better one, right?
Now I do, yeah. Keep it right there.
Let me just try one more thing. Brandon. No, did you get that?
Not at all.
It's Egg not an not. Episode of The Simpsons, you know.
Hey, do you want to bet this?
They're Yankees.
They're perfect. But also as
the
well,
Simpsons
the way...
The Simpsons are Yankees.
They're amazing. The Simpsons are amazing. The reason that TV is still working. But nevertheless, right, the way you can't understand me talking right now when I say I'm talking and you're only picking selective things out of what I'm saying, as you've just said, which is perfect, right? We have a name for that in Britain and in the computer world as well. It's called Echo Vox. You're picking the same what the fuck you want out of a conversation.
Do you want me
so
to
you
get
think
that
I ought to use the Echo Vox when you're talking, Mo? That way I'll understand it better.
I could do a boss impression of the Echo Vox. Are you ready?
I'll tell you what the Echo Vox sounds like. I'll tell you what it sounds like.
What?
The crazy frog.
No, no.
Oh,
do you remember? Do you remember in the 1980s when people used to scratch, DJs used to scratch hip-hop music and it used to come out going, wick, 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 wick. That's it. That's the Echo Vox. Either that. Or it just... do you know what? I think there's a special place for that app. So nevertheless, I'm not gonna rag on the app for being shit and useless, made by a dipshit. I'm gonna be more polite and say he has done a good occasional. I can't. Do you know what? I'm wasting too much of my life on that guy. I'm gonna move on. Onwards and upwards, as the saying goes. So Anyway, Aaron, how has your week been? Do you like that?
That was a very good link, yeah, well done. it's been better weeks. I mean, my car's decided to go bang twice this week. And along with that, it took a good chunk of what sanity I had left with it. So,
have you hid that?
You what?
Hang on. Where have you hid your sanity in this place you've never had?
Where's the rest of your sanity, dude?
Hang on, who invited the bitch?
You're the bitch butter, dude. You know when I called you bitch butter, what that is?
Oh,
that's vagina juice in American, dude. That's basically what I was calling you. Just want to let you know.
Tasty.
Don't bite me. Me and you.
That's
yeah,
about what you're worth.
I got that. Bitch juice. Okay.
I'm
writing all
this
down.
Bitch butter. Aaron's bitch butter to us.
Oh, God. Do you know what, Adam? If it makes you
I'm
feel
still
any
tasty.
Better, do you know because me and you are from Liverpool, right? And the Beatles are from Liverpool. That actually make Kurt Yoki. Is he Yoki? Are you like the Yoko Ono? Are you the one who hangs and tries to break up the band? He is, isn't he?
Oh, fuck off. Here we go. Aaron does not need Mo to stick up for him. Aaron can throw like a man. While Aaron was fighting in the schoolyard, Mo, you were taking piano lessons. That's all I got to fucking say.
See, now, what
Aaron was throwing
said,
down
can...
with the bullies. Aaron was throwing knuckle while you were playing the piano.
While Kate's saying there that I can throw it like a man. You know,
that's what I'm saying. You can throw down while Mo plays the piano and violin.
It's good to be able to throw like a man because, let's be honest about things, you take it like a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, indeed. You get fisted every single night, dude. What do you think? Why's your girl always got a smile on her face? She's got fists right up your ass.
Yeah. And they call me the puppet.
Doesn't that make you a puppet? But nevertheless, right, I was under the impression this was a paranormal show and you're just destroying it. I think the two of you are horrible. You need to be polite.
But we're
no,
good
it,
at it.
Stop it.
You
we're
are
good
right
at it.
What you're saying, Mo. It is a paranormal show, but at the same time, you know yourself, mate. We don't take ourselves seriously. You know, there is a certain aspect to this where, we do take on a more serious issue, if you like. But, for the first 15 minutes when I'm on here, mate, I've got to give Kurt a good kick in his mangina first. It's just,
and it goes back and forth. We go back and forth like that, and then we get serious.
Can I just interject a second? Because with the new format of the show, I'm trying to keep him serious, and then you come on and destroy the show. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to allow it. No, it's disgusting.
Aaron, we're getting pissed right now.
I think so.
Be quiet, right? Stop it. Stop picking on each other. Stop fighting. And Aaron, Kurt calls your mum a nasty name. Kill him.
I don't need to. All he's got to do is look in the mirror just to realise how clever he was to actually climb out that test tube before it actually got knocked over.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, Aaron. Get your car running and come on over here, right? Because I'm sure you still think you can drive over here.
I've got a couple of sticky bombs with your name right on it.
Sticky bombs. That's what you need for that fucking car to get going.
A bit of super glue.
Trying to sell it on fucking Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's paranormal. Fucking selling that car on Facebook.
No,
dude,
that's
if
not
anybody even
mate,
offers
that's abnormal.
Money.
That's abnormal, not paranormal, mate.
That's air normal. I like that, dude. Gotta give you props. All right, let's get serious. Let's get serious about business here.
Yeah, let's stop the childish business.
Kate, what have you been up to? Come on. Make it like...
Me, basically, having you help me on the computer because I'm wearing a helmet at the time. And, Aaron had the short bus, so I couldn't ride the short bus to get here on time. I'm just waiting to hear Paula, hearing some of these crank calls that she's done. Funny as hell. I mean, epic. And Paula, as long as you don't change the phone number, but the fucking password, you're good to go per our conversation.
Oh, okay. I promise I won't do it.
If I do something stupid on Facebook...
Call you a drunken whore, okay?
He is a drunken whore.
No, if I do something stupid on Facebook, you got to back me up. Because these two guys have had enough of me on Facebook, so...
You do something stupid every single day of the week, mate. We'd be
Aaron, I always give you credit for having my back, though, dude.
You always have
my back.
You know this because
I do
I'm
give Aaron credit for
also.
No, do you know what?
If you ever need it, we like to call people out.
Just
we're like man-child. I mean, being a man-child fucking has its perks.
Just the two of us.
There's a lot to be said about being a bit of a man-child. It's all good. I mean, you stay the pot up, I'll just finish it off. It's fine.
Do you guys want a moon boy? Do you want me to arrange a marriage? Do you want a kiss? If you just want to, I can arrange. You can get on Skype and have some Skype sex too.
This is a paranormal
get some thing out of your mouth, Mo. Stop moving it up and down and talking to it.
Bitch whipped.
Noah, fuck the two ears. This is horrible. Paul, do you want to start a radio show on our own where we're actually surrounded by normal people instead of these two fucking brain farts?
Well, what do you expect with us? I mean, come on.
Really, I am. You just have no idea. Okay.
I'm advertising for anybody who knows how to work a computer. Please save me from this, and we'll start off a garden and radio show. We might as well, you know. These two guys are going to kill.
I mean, you're only two steps away from a pipe and slippers anyway, so it's all good.
Dude, get the remote control off the couch, right, and insert it somewhere for us, please. Rectal, if you can do it. Sit on the remote, you prick. Nevertheless, I'm going to move
you're
away.
You're
5
miles away from here. Just crack on with what you're doing. Come on, hurry up. Stop pissing
about.
Okay,
I'm doing stuff, things. I'm indebted. I'm trying.
Okay, I tell you what, Paula. I'm gonna ask you something now. I mean, you do a lot of these calls, yeah?
Yeah. All the time. It's every day, really.
Have you ever had them roll? Have you ever had that role reversed? Have you ever been on the receiving end of a prank call yourself?
No, actually, I haven't. I mean, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, no one ever prank calls me, and they don't really expect me to prank call them because I'm always pretty serious whenever I'm talking to team business. But every now and then, I can slip one in here and there, you know, and it's just like I sent some over to Kurt to play tonight. But no, they never see it coming. I'm serious.
So you're like a prank call ninja. You like the prank call ninja then, yeah?
Yes, I do. Yeah. In fact, I think you got a phone call from a friend of mine one time. Bochita?
Bo who now?
Bochita from the projects.
Oh, Brian. Okay. Just a quick one. Somebody's trying to call in. Do you think you bring them in onto this entire debauchery, or do you think?
Somebody's trying to call in on all four of us?
Is it Tyrone? Yeah.
Do you want to just answer it and see what happens?
Yeah, okay. Fuck it. Why not?
Okay. We owe you money, whoever it is.
I don't know. I hope not. I got to pay for the show.
Hello.
It's Tyrone.
Brian
Dane. Hey there, SS.
Man, you clean my pool, man. Do you know what the funniest thing is, right? Whoever it is, I've just took them off hold and they're sitting there silent.
Hello.
They're scared. They're scared of the abuse.
They
just
said hello.
Did they? Hello? Goodbye. Is it me looking for? You're getting buttons in three.
Just button it.
You're gone.
I'm
going to bring this.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
That was Ed.
Oh, it's Ed. Shit.
Oh, no. This is for Paula. Oh,
<God. laughs> That sounds like when Dave calls me.
Ed, was that heavy breathing, or were you having some form of asthma attack?
He calls me. He gives me obscene phone calls sometimes. I appreciate that, Ed. That made me feel good. I tingle
so
now.
Is it right? Oh, you tingle.
Tingling now. I got an obscene phone call.
A lot of people.
Wrong kind of show.
Yeah. Ed has that effect on me as well, don't we? He's a fucking legend. He's just buttoned us. He done his little dirty phone call, and then buttoned us.
I'm going to be quite serious here for a sec. You know, a lot of people say, like, they'd like to have, say, the likes of Morgan Freeman use his voice to do their eulogy or something like that, or maybe you're more along the lines of Samuel L. Jackson because your life contains multiple uses of the word motherfucker.
Mine does.
Right? I'm seriously considering just getting Ed to sort of pre-do my eulogy for me. He's just got that kind of gravelly voice, hasn't he, where he's just going to hold you in with it. It's like, I don't know, it's just,
you know,
it's sort of like ear massage or something.
if I worked in a petrol station and I came over and went in my own little voice, how much for the petrol? I'd go, dude, it's free. Go on. You sound like a legend. Just take it.
Yeah, just take it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want anything else? Do you want to take some cigarettes while you're here? You can take whatever the hell you want.
How about a Snickers? Maybe a Twix.
Yes. Would you like my wife? See, that's just the way Ed is. He's a fucking legend.
You said that far
too easily. That's awesome. I went and spent the weekend with him and Marcia last summer. You
right,
know,
this is taking on more than a paranormal
twist. That's
him
all the time.
Ed's an absolute legend. Nevertheless, right, so you've got this thing for doing paranormal crank calls, correct?
Well, it's called paranormal hit and run.
Oh, wow. So basically,
we're stealing that, by the way, Paula. You don't know that. That's payment right there. But we're not going to call it hit and run.
No, what we're going to do,
we have our own sound effects and everything.
Aaron, do you want to take this remarkably? Would you like to take this remarkably literally the next time we go out on an investigation and plow somebody down and do a paranormal hit and run, and then we'll go and investigate next year?
That doesn't mean go out and run over them and then run back with your audio recorder. Okay.
Have you seen the state of my car? Do you think I could seriously take somebody hitting the front end?
I'm in it.
It's only the bits of shit holding it together.
Oh my God! Don't be.
That's not the way it is at all.
Mind you, blood and ligament could make it that bit stronger. So why not?
So, I'd like to thank you, Paula, for talking us into running somebody over. I'm impressed that you managed to do it so easily. So,
and the beauty of it all is when this is going out on the podcast, we actually have evidence.
Just make sure you get it on audio. That way you can play it on the podcast, yeah.
Well, no, because when we get arrested for hit and run, it's fine because we've got actual evidence there of Paula saying, no, it's fine, go and run somebody over.
Blame
the American.
I ain't your mama.
Yeah.
I mean, Paula, go ahead, Bo. Go run somebody over.
We've got this thing, when we go out on investigation, on our way to investigation, it's a long trip. You know when you see gangs of lads and gangs of girls on corners, and the annoying fuckers who stand there and they drink at 16, 15 years of age, and they're sitting there and they're being rowdy. Well, me and Aaron and our team, we have a tendency of putting the windows down. And as you drive past them, you scream as loud as you can, just as a burst, just go, ah! And you just scream at them, just because it's a boring day. Do you know how many people we've made because you see five men in a car all at the same time, synchronized, scream out of a window as you drive past? Do you know how many people have fell over because we've done that? Fucking loads, right?
Yeah,
so
a few.
You know what would happen if you did that in Mississippi?
You'd get drowned.
Does interstate squirrel porn come to mind? You know, Squiddle. They got squirrels up there in that truck.
Hell yeah. I love it. I'm going to Google.
Hey, play the prank call, dude. Play the prank call.
I think you're a freak.
Kate, I'm being funny or not. I'll play the prank call after I've Googled Squiddle Fun. Jesus Christ. Get your priorities in order. No, I'm only messing. Here's the prank call. Right. Shut up and listen. If you speak, I'll find a way over and hit you. Now.
I'll just press play.
He'll run over you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Paranormal Hit and Run.
How you doing?
All right, Paul. How you doing?
Oh, getting ready for this weekend. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, we just got a case request. And it's up there in Jackson. And anyway, it's kind of interesting. It's from this lady, obviously, you know, not white. her name is Shaniqua.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she and some of her girlfriends all share a house.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, they said that they are being harassed by something. And they're not sure what it is. I mean, they kind of, in a way, sort of think they know who it might be.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, they want us to do an investigation.
Okay.
They said that it crawls up in bed with them and stuff, and it's always stealing their money, and they're always hearing, you know, they're always getting cussed out, and they can hear it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And the main thing is, you know, it keeps telling them to get out and work.
Get out and work.
Yeah. And they think it might be their former business manager. The Demetrius, you know. And anyway, Demetrius Tooth. And anyway, so they want us to come in. In other words, they think it's their pimp.
No, really?
That's what I think, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's possible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, anyway, but, Wayne, you just got hit for paranormal hit and run.
Okay.
Oh, we got you.
Yeah, you did.
So, what were you thinking?
What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking it was sort of interesting, but then again, it sort of sounded suspicious, and I mean, I don't know. I mean, you said something about a pimp. I didn't even think about it.
If you didn't even flinch, you were ready to go. That's what you call a true paranormal investigator. When the word pimp doesn't even make them flinch. Oh, Lord. For those of you listening out there, this is Wayne Childers. He's one of the investigators with Delta Paranormal Project. And I tell you what, one of our biggest team players there is. And anyway, we got to give you kudos for that, man. We really do.
Yeah, well, I was ready to go. I mean,
I know you were.
Yeah.
Oh my god, did you say Childers?
That was David Childers' daddy I had on the phone. You, so I'll prank call anybody.
You prank called Dave Childers' dad.
Yeah.
Can I ask you an honest question? What the fuck's going through your mind?
I'm thinking about how Wayne's gonna jump on this one. I mean, he's a trooper. He's gonna go, man. That's a real paranormal investigator there.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I need to tell you the story about the whorehouse I investigated in Mobile sometime.
Please, well, why don't you start right now?
Yeah, that sounds disgusting. Why don't you start now?
It's pretty funny. It includes a stuffed dog.
Oh, sweet. We love stuffed dogs.
You know,
keep going.
We know a guy who used to blow up sheep.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
this
we
whole,
do.
The madam lost her puppy about, you know, 5 years prior, and she had it stuffed and mounted, and we thought it was real. Yeah.
Were you feeding?
And when I realized, you know, when the bed came up with the dog, I went to throw it up against the wall, you know, and I was like trying really hard not to, you know, throw it up against something. And then one of my teammates come in and I told him, get that little puppy. Don't worry, it won't bite you. because we got to round the animals up before the investigation. He grabbed it. He did throw it up against the wall. It freaked him out. I mean, screamed like a little girl.
Oh my god. You know what the best part about that that prank call that you done was? The fact that the girl you called her Shaniqua. I just think was immense. Is that like a common South name?
Well,
a black girl's name.
Yeah, so good question.
Especially, Shaniqua was pretty common in the South amongst black girls.
I've got to be honest, I think the bit that impressed me the most was where he's actually sitting there listening to what you're telling him. The guy just...
Yeah, he's all serious.
He wasn't phased.
Uh-huh.
And the reason being, personally, that I think is it sounded that bizarre. It could have been true. You know, yourself, anything to do with the likes of this... And, the weirder it sounds, the more you think this could be a good thing. So
okay. If I called you up, Mo, and I told you this chick Shaniqua lived down the road from you, and we thought it was a whorehouse, you'd know it was a joke, okay?
No, well, have you seen the area I live in? No.
Well,
I'd probably think you were phoning from number 38 or something.
Okay, how many girls you know named Shaniqua? I can count five on one hand.
Mo can't count past two.
Yeah. In saying that...
Now, maybe if I call somebody and say, well, this chick named Primrose called, and she's at the pub down the road, and they're getting haunted.
He's also teetotal.
No. First thing first, Paula, right? I've never met anybody called Primrose. Don't most people from the South, can't you count up to 23 on your hands? Just fucking saying.
Well,
I got to stick up for you, Paula, on this one here.
Toe.
This has become, an international event.
There was that toe I lost in the chainsaw accident. Time I lost the toe in the chain with the chainsaw, and I was only in elementary school then, so it really messed me up.
They had some really strange toys in your elementary school.
I know, yeah. We used to play with stickle bricks and play blocks and stuff like that, and you fucked about with the chainsaw. What type of school did you go to? Was it like a reform school or something?
Called Louisiana.
Oh, shit, yeah. No one's saying that, yeah. I get you.
Their normal tea time knives are sharp enough to skin a crocodile, so,
I'm more confused. I can imagine in the classroom, we've run out of paper. Right, okay, someone go and get a tree. And then you go, I'll just go and get a tree now. That ain't nothing to me. And before you know it, your toe's missing and you're still walking with your paper. You use
crocodile teeth to write in pencil. And
you squeeze
the back ends of an iguana to straighten out the tail. And you just make stabby movements. And it's kind of like Braille as well. So everyone wins.
Do you know if it makes you feel any better, we've got a place really local to us at the moment, right? It's called St. Helens. It sounds like a really nice name, but you know what, right? I have met more people down there with less than like four teeth than anywhere else on the planet. I swear I could go anywhere.
You've got more teeth than an IQ.
Well, shit. At least we go to affordable dental down here at Gulfport.
Do you know what the worst
part
is?
There's been a dental strike for the last 50 years in Britain. I mean, shit. What do you expect?
I'll send you
my $50 off coupon.
Do you know in Britain, if you don't have a job in Britain, right, all dental work costs £15 per sitting, which is about $20 per sitting, regardless to what you get done. If you've got
no
money.
Are you serious?
That's a good deal. That's false. It's free.
That's a damn good deal.
Okay, there you go. Sorry, it's free. So there's no excuse for the entire population of this place called St. Helens because none of them fucking work. They don't even have working streetlights. It's like a third world country. We used to drive down there in a little small compact car and they used to look at us like we were royalty.
It's your poor man's Beirut, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, basically. It's the type of place where you'd expect somebody to walk out the house and shout, Uncle Dad, where are you? It's a creepy little weird place. So, yeah, moving swiftly.
How big is the population? I mean, comparison to...
Are you talking human population or mutants?
Mutants, I guess.
Yeah,
definitely mutants,
like,
from what I've heard.
It's kind of like a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, how many? Are you talking about a couple thousand people living in the town?
About
like
10,000.
Penrith or something like that?
Dude,
about
it 10,000,
maybe more.
It makes Lowestoft look like Manhattan. That's how bad
dude,
it is.
No, dude, to do that, dude, there's got to be a god. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, they're seriously pissed at the time.
Oh my god. We used to call this place St. Helens, right? We used to call it God's Little Practical Joke. That's all we used to call it. This is God's Little Practical Joke on the planet. I said, haha, we fucked you up. Look at you all, weird people. But yeah, right. This show is actually about as paranormal as the Real Housewives of Kentucky or Real Housewives of Louisiana or wherever the fuck you all are. I don't know. Real Housewives of Maryland. Which cares is
Maryland, leave Maryland alone.
Yeah, they do lovely cookies. Pack it in.
Yeah.
We used to have Maryland biscuits and crabs and, you know, all that stuff.
I've heard get crabs if you go to Maryland.
You can always get crabs.
Paranormal housewives in Mississippi.
That's got disaster written all over it, hasn't it? Really? Do you know what?
I'm not sure. You know, look at the other shite they've got on the TV at the minute.
Yeah.
Why not? It's a bit more interesting.
I want to understand why the fuck we've got a Duck Dynasty. I know it's like the highest grossing show on the planet, but who in their right mind sat there around the table and went, let's think of a show. Let's go and find people who make duck callers. What the fuck?
Okay,
Mo, how many times have you watched it?
I don't know if you watched it, Mo.
The Robertsons, let me tell you, they started from nothing. And this dude, it talks about the American dream. It gives everybody hope. This dude makes a duck call, okay? They're living in a trailer house. And then he builds a multi-million dollar empire on duck calls and grows a long beard.
Yeah,
okay?
And then gets a TV contract. But have you seen the guys before
that they were all, like, dressed like models and stuff?
Exactly.
And then they show them afterwards. They're all beer gut, bearded out, shotgun toting.
That's because all of y'all think that that's what our men look like down here.
It is?
No, I don't. I don't. These two guys do.
Paula, let me fight this
Microsoft corner. Microsoft have actually brought out the video game now for Duck Dynasty. Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. It gets better. Yeah. Two things I'm going to mention, right? First things first, Paula. Are you honestly going to tell me that all the men in your neck of the bayou don't drive around in flatback trucks with shotguns and wearing trucker caps?
No,
they use fan belts.
No, actually, my husband drives my Prius.
You got a Prius?
I was in Missouri.
Yeah.
I was in Missouri about a month ago, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
We were up on the levee by the Mississippi River, right? We were up there shooting guns and stuff like that, just taking target shots.
But
I did not know there was, you know, when you go bowling, you got to wait for the guy next to you to bowl, then you bowl. I mean, it's just like common courtesy.
That's
or somebody fishing, you don't do that. Well, the young lady I was with goes, we can't start shooting until the hunters start shooting. So you don't want to scare away all the deer or everything else like that. And I go, I didn't know that. I go, so there's like a common courtesy thing going on down here?
I'm on my levee,
I'm shooting a .410 shotgun, handgun,
it's
blowing my head
home
back.
Training. It's called home training. You got to have home training when you're living down here.
I'm going to use that word. I like that word. I don't have home training.
I don't have home training. Now, I want to understand something, Kate. Can I ask you a fundamental question, right? In Britain, when I play bowling, fuck everybody else, I'm throwing a big ball. Don't argue with me. It'll bounce over and it might fuck your game up, right?
Do you use
for the special people, like the things they blow up so it doesn't go in the gutter or whatever? Or do you just bowl?
Bumpers. Yeah,
you know what, right?
Do you use bumpers, Mo, when you bowl?
I am like a snooker player. I use the bumpers and I use the ball guide, right? Yes, I do. 150. No, actually, I don't. Do you know? I've
and
actually sent
balls at the balls same time somebody else is. He's got no home training.
I don't need home training. I'm going to fuck the next person's game up because I can. Right, the worst part is I have at one point thrown the ball. The ball's got lodged. How the fuck, I don't know. It just sort of got, like, stopped halfway. I think it's because I threw like a bitch. I'm left-handed, so, you know what, I don't care.
Oh, dude, that's my biggest
ginger. So he's going to let me know, Paula. I just screwed up this guy's game next to me just to spite you.
No, thing, I mean, you've seen Homer Simpson and Fred Flintstone as super uber bowlers, yeah?
Now, do you get on your tippy toes and stuff?
No. It's like an elephant stampede, and he actually falls over.
No, but do you know what, right?
You're messing, aren't you?
Go to it then. You know what, right?
I've seen you run and skip. It's more like
the worst part
you'll
is,
trip over and slide on your stomach like a penguin.
I fall over a lot, you know this?
Oh, my God.
Dude, you just got kicked in the nuts, dude.
See, I've sent my son running down the aisle to push the ball further because I've fucked up that bad once.
I had to pull you out.
Yeah, because I fell over. I was on the floor crying.
I see him. He slides down about halfway to the pins and just stops.
Poor Reese.
Yeah.
He cheated. He actually couldn't be asked to walk back, and Reese went to shove him out. Slipped, fell back in, and came back through the bowling ball polisher.
Yeah, with a big shiny head. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'm gonna be paranormal now. I've got to be, because if we don't be paranormal, we're just gonna be like the.
Oh yeah, we gotta get going on the paranormal.
I thought you said paranormal. I'm sorry.
Oh, it gets worse as well. Kate took a gun down to the Mississippi, and the only way you'd actually hit the target is if he shot the fucking Mississippi.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, I missed a couple, all right? And the gun got jammed. I'm serious.
They're still talking about him. That damn Kurt ran off all the deer.
Right, I'm going to read
let's
out.
Let's go paranormal. We got to go paranormal.
I've got to do this, right? I'm going to read out a news story, right? And I'm going to let you guys rip it to bits or stand by it. I'm going to ask you all your opinion one at a time, okay? Why the fuck not, right? So first things first, I tried to buy a ghost on Craigslist, right? I'm going to read it out, and then I'm going to shut the fuck up, and I'm going to call your name. Don't come out with anything until I call your name and tell me your opinion, right? I have a male ghost for sale. He came into my house when I purchased the old wooden chest. He is attached to the chest. The chest comes along with the ghost. Whatever room I put the chest in, he hangs around it. If I try and hide the chest, he searches for it and gets mad if he can't find it for a while. You get the chest and the ghost for $300. Please email me at blah, 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 blah. Pics of ghost chest included. Do not contact me with unsolicited services or offered. Right, okay. What else have we got? For disclosure, I almost didn't want to post these emails, but that's how heartbroken I am over this. You know the saying, it's better to have loved than lost than to have never loved at all. Well, that does not apply to ghost ownership. It is far better to never know about the ghost for sale than to become aware and get swindled out of the deal. Well, anyway, here's the emails. Hey, I saw your ghost, your ad for your ghost. A couple of quick questions. Is he scary or nice? Scale of Slimer or Vigo? Where will this ghost land? How big is this ghost? My apartment isn't huge. Not trying to get suffocated every day by this ghost. He has to respect my space. Does the ghost get along with dogs? Notice you're in Wisconsin. Is there a Packers? Is the ghost a Packers fan? It's a sort of deal breaker. Is it one of the ghosts that's going to try and jerk me off while I'm asleep? Not judging gay people, but I'm not into that sort of stuff, and I would rather not have a gay ghost that tries to fuck me all the time. Let's think about it and let me know. Let me know, and I can come and take a look at this ghost, Dan. So the price went from 300 to 1,000. I have to admit, I like the way you do business. Now I want the ghost even more. You have called my bluff. Can I see the video of the ghost? How did it hurt you? Do you have any measurement? I am 6'2.5", 230 pounds. You seem small. Are you small? Unless this ghost is a giant, I will put him in a sharpshooter before he can say boo. Right. So nevertheless, so a paranormal person eventually bought it, right? And it was for real. So one of the responses that they got just before, you didn't even give me a chance to counter offer. I am new to this Craigslist ghost market, but that seems to be a faux pas. No, Not saying that I'm going to send a different ghost to haunt your house, but if I buy one somewhere else, who's to say what the ghost will do, you know? Maybe he likes Wisconsin, maybe he wants to live there. I'm not going to tell my future ghost what he can and can't do. Something you need to think about. How much did you sell it for, by the way? Also, not for nothing, but black jeans on a ghost makes me think that he may in fact be gay. That is a bold fashion risk, and straight guys wouldn't usually take. Probably for the better that the ghost didn't live in my apartment, now that I'm talking out loud, you know. All right, let me know if the ghost is for sale, and I will offer you 250 cash and a plastic bench. It seats two. I sold it. 350, no bench. It's gone. But it's a ghost. How can you be sure? Never mind. I forgot you said it was for real. So there you go. Right. Nevertheless, I'm going to move straight over. Oh, Ed Becker's gone. Oh, Ed, bye. See you later, dude. Oh, he's fucking gone. That was a waste of time. Right, so after all that, first person I'm going to ask is Paula. Go.
Oh, damn. All I can think of is I keep thinking about that skit from the early 80s on Saturday Night Live, Lowered Expectations. It sounds like you're getting a mail order ghost. I mean, like a mail order bride.
Like a
Thai
ghost? Thai ghost. Law, your long time ghost. So, is that all you're going to throw towards it? Or do you want to add anything else?
Just like, wow.
Yeah.
Really? No,
that's impressive.
I'm speechless.
It's that good, isn't it? Really is. I believe it too. Kate, your turn.
Shit. Was that on Craigslist, you said?
Yeah, it was. It was posted by some guy called Logston69.
Oh, okay. Well, I got ripped off, dude.
Yeah.
I got totally scammed. I'm fucking
so
pissed right now.
Are you disappointed it wasn't the gay ghost who was going to suck you off in your sleep?
Oh, no, that happened. That happened. But aside from that, I'm disappointed it's not paying rent. I'm disappointed it's not cleaning up my mess. I'm disappointed just in general.
Said,
so I want my money
but
back.
But it said me love you long time, Kurt.
You love your
time. It loved me a long time, but, you know, it just had bad breath and it smelled like pikey. And that's all I've got to say. I don't know.
Some pikey. The ghost likes dags.
It's like dags. It's
like dags.
Want a dag.
I like dags.
Oh, my God. Right, Aaron, now it's your turn. Make it count, dude.
I've got to be honest, I listened to what Kate said there about he's not happy that he's being ripped off and what have you. You know, it's not pulling its weight, not doing the dishes for him, it's not cooking his dinner. Mo, if I'm totally honest, mate, I think you should really put your black jeans back on and go back home to Kate.
Oh, I
mean, I remember as a kid when the Ghostbusters films came out, and I can't remember in what way it was, but there was a thing that you used to get, like a Happy Meal or something like that, and there was always a can of ghost
dude,
in it.
Think about
and
it. Kid from America,
really,
he knows what a Happy Meal is.
Really, oh, God, yeah, I've seen a picture of him. Of course he knows what a Happy Meal is.
Fuck off.
It's, you know, and it used to say, do not open, otherwise you will release the ghost. And it was like a miniature can of Coke with the Ghostbusters sign on it and Slimer on one side, and it was fucking awesome. And I remember crying because my dad actually opened it once.
Oh, the ghost got out. That's some shit, that dude.
Mate,
I mean,
honest to God. I mean,
oh, I'd have to counsel
him. I'm still going to therapy for it. Like, but, you know, at the age of 32, you'd think I wouldn't get that upset over something.
No,
oh, like
I
that,
know.
You
it
know.
Could be worse. It could be worse. Right. Okay. Finally, before I go on to the next one, right, Andy, do you want to call
Mo, what's your take, dude? We've kind of done our roundabout.
No,
what
I'm fine. Fuck him. He's hosting. Fuck him.
No, it's cool. I'll take. Right, okay, my honest opinion, Craigslist, I don't think anything good comes from Craigslist. Craigslist is a lot like a classified ad we've got over here called The Loot, or there's another one called Freecycle, and there's another one. What's the other one that people use, Aaron? Oh, the fuck's it called?
Shitelist.
Oh, shit. No, there's another one everyone keeps using.
Anyway, nevertheless, nothing good comes from it. There's a reason you're selling. Yeah, sort of. But
it's robbery.
Reason selling,
I mean, people
bloody
get all robbed every time they set up something. You always hear about somebody getting shot or robbed.
I've never heard of.
It's a very clever thing. I do think it's a very, very clever thing. I mean, it's a different sort of ad, isn't it? You know, 300 quid for an empty fucking box. You know, it's like someone finding a pair of boots and not having the easiest of lives with those boots and trying to get rid of them. So bally.
Yeah, you and yeah. Nevertheless, right, Andy, can you call in? If you don't want to call in, that's cool. Message me in the chat room and just let me know, just because I want to get your opinion. I want to get as many opinions on this shit as possible. Now I'm going to be on Ghost Adventures back, because guess what? I can, right? So anyway, Ghost Adventures star bought the serial killer Ed Gein's body pot to help spirits, right? Ghost Adventures star Zach Bagans recently purchased serial killer Ed Gein's cauldron in an auction. The popular Travel Channel host paid $2,800 for the pot in an online auction and says he wants to help the spirits attached to it pass on, he told ABC News. Ed Gein, or Gein, was notoriously known for mutilating his victims' body parts in the 1950s and making their skins into masks, gloves, and furniture. The infamous Wisconsin serial killer was the inspiration for many Hollywood killers in films such as The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, character Leatherface, Buffalo Bill from the Silence of the Lambs film, and Psycho character Norman Bates. Zach Bagans is best known for hosting shows, or starring, sorry, in Ghost Adventures on the Travel Channel, and this is my own slight little add into it, and also being full of bullshit. The series began as an independent documentary film that first aired on the Sci-Fi Channel in 2007. The following year, blah, 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 who cares? Right. Zach Bagans follows a crew as they, blah, 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 blah. With the expertise and my gift in the field of the paranormal and sensitives, I wanted to try and connect with the spirits, Bagans said to the ABC News in an interview. My intentions are good intentions. I try to help the energy of the spirits or victims that are attached to it, he insists. He purchased the cauldron in an auction. Gein used the cauldron. Yeah, we know that part. It's already been read out. The owner painted the pot black and put flowers in it as a memorial to the victims, and after the woman died, the pot was auctioned off, and Bagans bought the cauldron for his personal collection and plans to help the spirits attached to it cross over. It may feature on a new Ghost Adventures show, the Travel Channel announced last month, right? So anyway, the be all and end all of it is, he's bought a pot, it's $2,800, it was used to boil bits of body in it, he's bought it because he wants to help the spirits move on, and she put flowers in it and painted it pretty. Kate, your opinion.
Con.
I like it. That was cool. So yeah, I like that. What's your opinion on him buying the pot? That was a lot of typing.
It was.
So is that all you're going to add, Kate? It's just cunt.
Well, you know why he's doing it. Aaron knows why he's doing it. Paula knows why he's doing it.
He wants to be Lorraine Warren.
He wants to be. Listen, the man who collects the best shit out there is Steve Santini. He collects the torture chamber shit from like the 12th century stuff I've seen at like the Crime and Punishment Museum. Shit that'll rip your nipples off and your nuts off. And stuff like that. I mean, he's the real collector. Zach Bagans is like a wannabe Warren, a wannabe Zaphis. He wants his own little museum. You know, he's doing it just because he wants to be on TV. He wants to be on ABC. He wants this. He's a media whore. Bottom line, dude's a media whore.
Cool. That's a good show. Right, Aaron, your turn.
Well, first off, the reason he does a lot with ABC is because he's still actually learning his alphabet.
Yeah, simple. I think
that's right. I mean, the one thing I will say about this is, I mean, you know, it's a good bit of thing to have, I suppose. You know, it's got its own little piece of history to it, as dark as it may be. But, I mean, I'm really, really crossing my fingers. What did it say? My intentions are good. To try to help the energy or spirits of or victims that are attached to it. So, you know, with any luck at all, that energy and the victims and the spirits, they'll all come back in some way or another and just wipe him out. Because I'm really crossing my fingers for this, because I just think the guy is an out and out knobhead. He deserves everything that's coming to him. And do you know what? I can't wait to see it on the TV. Where, you know, Zach Bagans skinned down on his luck, living in a cardboard box because he was such a gobshite, buying up old people's houses because he'd heard a whisper that it, you know, and you know, he's basically made pensioners homeless. The guy's a knob, and you know, karma's a bitch. What's going on? What's due to him will come. And
yeah.
I really, 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 really hope that the very inspirational Mr. Gain in this case comes back and gets him.
And where's Bagans faced?
Oh, no, 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 mean, don't do that.
Last but no means least, Paula, go. Paula.
What's up, girl?
You're thin. Go, go, go.
I'm just sitting there taking it all in. I'm sitting here thinking, Zach Bagans has an excellent publicist. And anyway, and he's got marketing behind him, everything, you know. And it's like this, even after he's off that show and he's long gone from TV, he's still going to have his finger in a pie somewhere in the networks. Believe me, this guy, he seems like an idiot, but that's the character. I'm serious.
I'm not sure whether that is the character, Paula. I don't think it is the character that he's playing. I don't think he's playing a character. That's the scary part. Yeah, you're right in what you're saying. He is going to have a few fingers in a few different pies when he is done and dusted with Ghost Adventures and whatever else. Yeah, I suppose he could be really clever. And, you know, once all that's done, then yeah, he is going to make the money off the back of that, plus whatever else he invests his money into.
Now,
but
other than that, I don't think it's a character.
I just genuinely think he is a bit of an ass.
He is an ass. I hate the character. He's an ass, you know. But, I mean, he went from being a wedding photographer to having one of the number one shows on his network. I mean, something's going right, and he wasn't gone after the first or second season. You know, he's been going on now for almost 10 years.
That's true. I think he struck while the iron was hot. He came in at the exact right time, whether that was by choice or by fluke.
He came in at
the right time, you know. So that, you know, fair play to him. You know, he's making his money, but I think the way he is as a person on the TV, he just comes across as a bit too nonchalant. He's, as you said, he was a wedding photographer before that, but now he's trying to be a paranormal investigator crossed with a male model, and you know, somewhere in the middle, it's not gonna work.
Nobody goes around being that much of a bitch all the time.
Yeah. I don't know, you know.
Do you remember? I remember his first few episodes.
You know, Kurt, don't you?
Yeah.
Fuck off too.
I remember his first few episodes of his first season where he dropped the camera and ran screaming, and now he's like he's calling people out and he's being a shit. But you know the one thing I noticed about all the TV shows, right? And this is I go as far as saying it's my semi-educated opinion, but I'll also go as far as saying it because
semi.
I'm fucking... Yeah, it's the only thing that's semi about me. Everything else is just limp and dead. But no, realistically, he goes into a location, right? And he'll go in with the understanding that he's going to have a few experiences, something scary, he's going to bang in the corner, blah, 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 moves on to say, yeah, this place is haunted, and walks away. So all he's really done... If the place is haunted in the first place, all he's done is walked in there, rallied up a load of activity, and then fucked off. Perfect. That's about it. That's all he's done, right? And now he wants to buy this cauldron and pot because he wants to help the people attached to the pot that they weren't even killed in. They were killed somewhere else. So basically,
he's
going to
turn that into... He's shooting for another Waverly on that one.
Yep, indeed.
Yeah.
Now, my opinion, I think it's bullshit myself.
Yep.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Well,
yeah.
I got lucky and got a chance to go on somebody's radio show that I don't know how the fuck I ended up on it, but I interviewed Jay Walzy.
That was cool.
I called him out and said, well, how come every time, every show, you go somewhere, and I know they stay at least a week or two, you know, for that, and then people come back for B-rolls or B-shots, whatever the fuck you call them. And he goes, well, we go to the great places. I mean, dude was just talking more shit. And I'm sitting there, and then I got so tired of it. And I said, well, what are you going to do with your future? And he goes, well, I'm working on a movie right now and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Jesus Christ. I didn't care about Zach Bagans. I just wanted to see the bullshit. Bill Chappell. bullshit. I mean, I was watching.
It's all bullshit.
But
people
buy it. So much money because he's like Paul. Exactly. He's like the official. I was watching the show where they went. I don't know where the fuck they went, and I didn't even care. It was background to sleep to, and they went somewhere and they were saying Bill Chappell is the official tech guy for for us and our team. Well, think about Nick Roth. There was a falling out between him and him and Zach. And Zach made a comment on Twitter that did say, well, just because we're on TV, it doesn't mean we get along. Now, Zach's a fucking twat for saying that. Because Nick wanted to do
He's put him in an awkward position there, hasn't he? It's he's done that with something in mind. He's got an agenda there. And this is where you're going to see who the two person is behind it. And he's going to kick and he's going to scream until he gets his own way. And that is just him starting to spit his dummy out until this is done and dusted. And the other guy is well and truly out the picture, so all the focus is on him. That's going to keep going.
Yeah.
It's going to be subtle, but it's going to be heavy.
Him and Aaron.
Either him or Aaron's contract was up or both.
I have never worked on
those defenses. He went ahead and he made that statement knowing that if he did, Aaron wouldn't resign or whatever.
Aaron dated his sister.
Let me tell you something. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. Everything you see on TV, it really is. They're developing a character. All right? That is not who these people are in real life. It doesn't mean they're not a douchebag. But, in this case, he plays a douchebag on TV and is one.
I've just come across a bit of a strange one while I was sitting there listening. And, the lads are taps. Yeah, think they are in it for genuine reasons. That's my personal belief.
Yeah, because he's on Patchwork
Hall. I mean, weren't they plumbers or something beforehand?
Yeah, the taps is... Transatlantic Paranormal Society.
Don't you find that slightly strange?
What, that they were plumbers?
Yeah, they're like Mario and Luigi now.
I was waiting for you to say that. Do you think they're like Mario and Luigi?
It's only just sort of knitted in. I was like, two plumbers, both going on adventures.
Paula, weren't you part of TAPS? Yeah. Weren't you TAPS affiliated for a while?
Yeah, for almost 10 years.
Is it true that they make you jump through hoops to be able to put yourself in as part
absolutely.
Of the TAPS family?
It changed all the time, and if you weren't somebody's buddy or whatever, your team virtually gets ignored. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna bash TAPS right here, but I wasn't happy with them, and I told them I wasn't, and so we came to a mutual understanding and parted ways.
To do with some of the stuff I've seen through TAPS and things like that, they do have different crews in different countries and stuff. Yeah. Now, there's one I can't think of the guy's name. He's an Irish guy, and they seem to go over. And they seem to go over there an awful lot, or it might just be the way the TV station's programming it. I don't know, but they seem to hit one part of the world really heavily, and then pull back into America.
Ghost Hunters International.
Elsewhere, it's one of them. I mean, some of them you look and you think, I like the way these guys are. They come across as really genuine guys. I actually follow them on Twitter because I do think some of the stuff he says is actually awesome. I'm sorry, but I have to get that in.
They're not all bad.
No, I don't think they are. I mean, if you compare the two different groups, is that Rufus kicking off again, mate? Yeah.
No, dude, he was lying underneath the chair, right? And he's just jumped up and butted the chair. You
stop,
shite.
If you compare the two groups,
Mo just caught the red eye right up in his eye.
If you compare the two groups, there's massive differences.
Sorry, dude. Big red right in the eye.
Oh, God.
Have you just been molesting your dog, you bad lad.
Where were we?
Yeah, sorry. I mean, you know, before Moe's dog decided to rudely interrupt. You know, if you compare the two groups, you know, the way they do things are vastly different. Although essentially it's the same, you know, but the Taps lads, they seem to be more of a genuine presence, if you like, as opposed to, you know, Nobrot on fucking Ghost Adventures. But it's one of those things where.
Well, if I had to be compared to one of the two, I would rather be compared to Ghost Hunters than Ghost Adventures.
What you're seeing now, though, too, is all these teams are coming out that they are GAC certified. Now, in order to get that, I heard what you have to
do is two investigations
and some bullshit. Yeah. You can make that up, you know, on your computer one night. And
anybody can be GAC certified, okay? You know, there's no background checks involved with it. There's no asking other teams about them. You know, they're in the same local area. I mean, anybody can go online and fill out the thing to be a GAC member. I'm not impressed by that.
So essentially, it's just like having to gain a license to hold a piece of paper. That's
what the worst part is, isn't it,
really?
The worst part is, right, there's nothing good that can come from the affiliations with other groups. This is my opinion, by the way. So I just said, Paul, and I know you said you were TAPS affiliated for a period of time, but I can't see no benefit from being affiliated to a group other than you can, and this is not aimed at you by any stretch of the imagination, other than the fact that... Fuck off, dog. Other than the fact that... Sorry. The only thing that I could find which would be good from coming from the affiliation with a group is the fact that their group's name is behind yours. It's like buying a car and a car being...
Right.
I don't know, a normal car, and then all of a sudden it's got a turbo sticker on the back, which people would assume, there you go, it's faster. Now,
like seeing a Vauxhall Astra with the Transformers
badge. And this is from personal experience from being in Taps family. You know, let me tell you something. I've seen some pretty bad groups, all right?
Yeah.
And they get called themselves Taps affiliates and all this. And there are some very good groups, don't get me wrong. There are some. But their stringency as far as, like, background checks and all that, it's good, you know, that no one has a felony and it hasn't been convicted of robbery or whatever, you know. But and we want that for our group. I totally agree with that. But they don't really check these people out. I mean... I'm serious. A lot of people that are not even nearly qualified, as some of the people that I know that have applied for that status, they don't get it because they're not buddies with so-and-so.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like jobs for the boys, isn't it? I mean, to do with like the likes of the background checks, they probably do cut a lot of corners with regards to that, simply because, you know, someone who's, as a group, they're really high profile, you know, so... they're probably going to be getting inundated with applications to be TAPS affiliated. So, you know, it's going to be like, oh, okay, yes, Sam, we'll do that. Oh, yeah, he knows that guy. She knows him. They know each other. You know, they were a couple at one point. Go ahead, And they'll just fly them through. But it's, you know, if you're going to say you're going to do background checks, then I think you would have to do it because you can't go and get a job as a childminder without having to go through some sort of background check to make sure you're not a paedophile or, you know, you've not battered kids before today. So, you know, if you're going to do that, then do it properly. That is one criticism I will put across of them. But other than that, it's all good. Yeah. Amo, what's the next one that we get to bitch about?
Right, the next one was about a time-lapse video, but before we do, just to point out on the TAPS affiliation, Andy Henson put in the chat room that he only joined because he was asked and he hoped it would get more private investigations, which is what a lot of people do. When they do come across the affiliation, he's just answered, ha 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 ha, nope, he said. He didn't get any investigations,
nope.
Not yet.
I got two referrals last year from Mississippi.
Yeah.
I got, like, maybe one for Georgia. You know, I mean, you hardly ever see a referral. Most of our cases come from us organically and locally, you know, I mean, the local people. So,
you see, one of the things is I've had, for our group, when we were under the name Hidden Liverpool, I've had people contact me from Canada. I know Canada's a scary place because his son lived close to where we are. His dad is a Canadian. I've had an Australian person contact us in the past. We've never been affiliated with TAPS. We've never been affiliated with Ghost Adventures because it's that one day, this is the one thing that worries me with the affiliations, is that one day that their credibility gets called into question, then so does yours. You know, you're affiliated with them, so does yours. And it's got that quick when everybody drops affiliation. So yeah. my opinion, this is only my personal opinion, I'd rather keep it as we run it, where we are like literally, it's just us.
It's us,
don't get me wrong.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but weren't we asked at one point by somebody to sort of go in with those with this particular group also?
Yes.
It was a case of, well, no.
Yeah, I affiliate.
Obviously, we wanted to keep, you know, obviously we did speak about it, and maybe at the time I was a bit naive. I was saying, yeah, well, I think we should. And with what you said about keeping our identity and not being affiliated with anybody, because it was absolutely spot on. And looking back at that, then, and I still agree with it, yeah, absolutely spot on. Keep your own identity. If you do want to go and be affiliated with somebody like TAPS, or if you want to go and sell your soul to the devil, maybe Zach Bagans, you know, whoever, make sure it's the right thing for you to do. You know, obviously we spoke at length to do with it. In the end, I ended up agreeing with your side of it, which was basically, no, we will stay as we are. We will stay as Hidden Liverpool, because we don't want to come under the umbrella of somebody else who could potentially fuck everything up massively. So I'd say to anybody, you know, if you're gonna affiliate yourself with somebody, then
The person.
Look into it first. Yeah, don't just go, they're famous, I'm gonna go and affiliate with them because they're on the telly. Don't do that, because you know
better
it could end up going massively wrong.
Better yet, how about try to build a relationship with groups around you and build a local network of your own?
This is exactly what we've been doing, Paula. I mean, there's a couple of groups there that constantly contact more Morris than myself, because Morris is our tech geek. There's not an he doesn't know about how to make electrical things work or vibrate. And you know, it's one of them where they'll say, "Oh, can you help us with this? Can you help us with that?" We're a local group of guys who, you know, we want to get started. How did you guys get started? You know, and it's one of them. Well, can we come on board with you? Can we be like another part of your team? And it's like, oh, well, hang on a minute. Not a chance. No, you know, by all means, we'll help you out where we can. But, you know, we're not exactly what you call, like, absolute experts at this, you know.
Yeah.
We've been going a few years, and in comparison to a lot of groups, we're still rookies, we're still the noobs. So, you know, there is still a lot of stuff that we do have to learn, but there's also a lot of stuff that we've had to learn, and learn quickly, because you'll get your fingers burnt, you know, you'll get a kick in the nuts.
But to piggyback on what you're saying, Aaron, which is correct, there are no experts, dude.
No,
God, I mean,
no.
It's such a field of theory. That there are no experts.
It's a field of theory and opinion.
Exactly. There are none. I mean, you're exactly correct.
I mean, a lot of people who you see on the TV who are like a paranormal expert, and you think to yourself, you're not an expert. You're just somebody who has an opinion. Who the TV station have said, oh, this guy's an expert. You know, he could have been sitting scratching his ass the day before, going, what can I do with my life? And then it came an epiphany. I'm going to be a paranormal investigator. You know.
That's what a lot of people say.
Yeah.
Go on, Paul. You were going to say something then.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, you know, you see all this drama between groups and stuff. I mean, maybe if they focus, you know, you don't need these larger groups and everything, you know, to get cases, all right? You don't need them.
Yeah.
Thing to do and the best way to get cases is forming a network with your neighbors. Yeah. You know, 100%. Everybody working together and getting along. I know that's hard for a lot of groups, but
I don't understand that. Paulie, you are 100%. I don't understand it. And this is my... I'm going to argue this till the day I die. I cannot understand why some groups hold their cards close to the chest. And I can't understand why some groups are really closed about what they, where they'll go. We've just investigated an undisclosed location. And we will we will announce our findings soon. For your findings, don't call it your findings. We took loads of photos. We've got images. Here's my evidence. This is where we were. I don't give a fuck.
Be quite fair,
I'll name anywhere that we go.
To be fair, we did do that once. You know, where it was... Not, we weren't... technically, we weren't trying to keep it a secret from any other
group.
Was it
Grove? Let me just double-check this with the Grove.
No, it's the one that we've got to redo.
Oh, God, no, we've...
Coming up extremely soon, but, you know, it was a case of... Yeah. We're going to go and investigate at a bit of a secret location. Everything will be revealed in a little bit. And we didn't do it that way to try and keep it away from other groups or anything like that, because there's lots of people who have been there before us. There's going to be lots of people who are going to go there after us. You know, we weren't being secretive about it to keep it away from other people. We just wanted it to be as a little bit of a surprise for people who are regularly in contact with us, who regularly listen into blog talk, and it's nice to keep people biting in it, you know.
Yeah, and also we were keeping it a surprise for security on the premises.
Yeah, there was also that. Yeah, I mean, we didn't fancy getting a big chunk taken out of our asses by a Rottweiler.
But as I said,
there is ways and means of doing things, and all the bitching and backbiting, backstabbing and all the rest of it between groups, it is ridiculous. We've been fucked over by a particular group not far from us, and I mean in a pretty much immediate vicinity, who have also then turned points and said, well, no, actually, do you know what? We're really sorry about that. How about you come and do this with us, this, that and the other? And it's a case of, yeah, all right then. You know, we'll give anyone a chance. We'll give anyone a second chance.
We handshake with anybody and everybody. We always have as a group. And I know Kate is sort of the same, but we're a bit more standoffish towards people sometimes, Kate, which I understand, because sometimes you get burned too many times, especially in this field where you'll help somebody and before you know it, they'll use what you give them or use what you tell them and just abuse it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Yeah, I had that happen, but that's...
I mean, There's a saying, isn't there? You know, their loss is our gain.
Oh, 150 million percent.
You know, so it's one of those things that you've got to weigh everything up, I suppose. I mean, there's going to be people there, like one particular guy who we met, Mo. You know, and you know, for all intents and purposes, he's doing sort of the right thing, but at the same time, I just get this really strange feeling about the guy, and I can't take to him.
Right.
I can't bear the guy. You know,
we
exactly
can't mention his name. We can't mention his name because he's still heavily affiliated with. But there's, you know, when things are too questionable, sometimes you think he's doing it for the wrong reason. You sort of stand back a little bit for that. That's the only reason. Now, just one thing I'm going to say, because we're coming really close to the end of the show. We've only got like 4 minutes left. Andy Henson, we've had a conversation about help on affiliating. Just so you're aware, he asked me to do something or asked me to talk him through something yesterday. This wasn't in any way, shape or form aimed at you, by the way, so by all means, still message me. I'll still talk you through what's going on with your if that you want to get set up. I've no problems with that, right? Especially where you're concerned, because you're a legend. Yeah, anybody else, if you want to use any information that my group or me and Kate or anybody on the show gives, any advice, any tutorials, which, by the way, I'm going to start doing for the Beyond the White Noise Paranormal. I'm going to start doing tutorials on why certain things work and certain things don't, or my opinions on certain items. By all means, pop on to the YouTube channel. Everybody get on the YouTube channel and blather, because I'm talking from this Friday onward, I'm going to start heavily posting as much as I can from our side. We've got the gentleman, Stephen Boy. He runs the YouTube channel. He's a legend. He's going to keep everyone up for us there. So we're going to aim more for that.
There's one thing I do want to pop across. I don't know whether or not you covered it in the bit of the show that I missed due to my laptop being a douche.
Go for it.
To do with the name change and things like that.
Go on.
Have you discussed anything about that? I mean,
yes, I've explained that name change.
Yeah, we don't want to just do it straight away and go, bam, there we go, because there's a lot of people who don't listen to this who do follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and basically through the website, you know. So, for the most part, I'd say you know, we're gonna we are gonna give a bit of notice. So basically, come this time next month, the 10th of April, that's when, yeah, I think the name change is gonna be happening. Everything's literally gonna be put over from Hidden Liverpool or Hidden Liverpool Paranormal or HiddenLiverpool.com into Beyond the White Noise. Everything's gonna go through that.com. Yeah, everything's gonna be going through the Beyond the White Noise name. Obviously, we've got this show already up and running in that name due to circumstances. Obviously, not everyone's gonna know about it. And for those that do know about it, you know, it's basically so there's no confusion. Where on Facebook, it'll come up Hidden Liverpool has posted this. If you don't know about the name change, which we're going to have to start putting onto posts, people are going to be going, hang on, Beyond the White Noise, who the fucking hell is that? When did I put
I totally agree.
It's to give everybody that little bit of time to be able to go, oh, yeah, right, okay, yeah, that's going to happen. I'll know about that for future reference.
I'm going to move all the changes to happen on the 21st, so they're going to start rolling through on the 22nd. And just to let you guys know as well,
this month,
so the next 2 weeks, we'll start. Like, I'm going to move the group over, or my old page is going to get moved over and move everything there. But the end of the show now, so just before we go, as I said, thank you very much, Paula, for coming on. It's an absolute ball when you come on, I enjoy it. Kate, thanks very much for just being a legend. Andy, chat room, legend.
I take care of abuse, man.
Brenda Castellano, you're a legend. Everyone's all legend. Thanks, Fitch. And on that note, I think we'll go. Oh, sorry, Aaron. Sorry, dude. I forgot you. What about you? I really did.
Oh, yeah, Aaron. You got to give Aaron props.
Yeah, go fuck your mum, pal.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.
Well, it's been nice to speak to you over today. I have heard a lot of stuff about you before. Mo, thanks for letting me be late again. And Kate, you're a bitch.
Bye, guys.
It's all right, dude. You're fucking bitch butter, so it's okay.
Guys, all two dicks. See you later. Bye, guys.
Yeah, your mum.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye, guys. See you.
We mean, take two. Like, the first one wasn't good enough? Like, you're some kind of director, like Martin Scorsese? And I'm some sort of actor, like Benedict Cumberbuns? All right, you want your take two? I'll give you your take two. Crank up the music, guys. Let's go. You are listening to Beyond the White Noise Paranormal Radio with your hosts from the USA. We have Kurt Logsdon. He thinks he's a director now, but you'll recognize him with a potty mouth. And then from Liverpool, England, we have Mo Gunnery. Mo is the one who gets excited and talks real fast, and you won't understand a damn word he's saying. Now, how's that for an intro, guys? Is that good enough for you? Did I have enough feeling? Yeah, well, try having feeling when you got two guys standing in front of you that aren't wearing pants. What's up with that shit? I'll see you later.